Slide 1. This component, Health Management Information Systems, is a theory component specific to healthcare and public health applications. The topic for the fifth unit of this component is Clinical Decision Support Systems. Unit 5 consists of two lectures followed by an assignment. A self-assessment also accompanies this unit. This is Lecture 5-1, Introduction to Clinical Decision Support Systems. It offers a definition of clinical decision support systems, provides some historical context surrounding these systems, describes the requirements of a clinical decision support system, and discusses the relationship of clinical practice guidelines and evidence-based practice to clinical decision support systems. Lecture 5-2, Aspects to Clinical Decision Support Systems Use, identifies challenges and barriers in building and using clinical decision support systems, explains how legal and regulatory considerations may affect their use, and introduces the future directions for clinical decision support systems. Slide 2. Lecture 5-1 has three objectives. By the end of this lecture, the student should be able to describe the history and evolution of clinical decision support systems, CDSSs. Describe the fundamental requirements of an effective CDSS, and discuss how clinical practice guidelines and evidence-based practice affect CDSSs. Slide 3. As cited in AMIA's A Roadmap for National Action on Clinical Decision Support, CDS provides clinicians, staff, patients, or other individuals with knowledge and person-specific information intelligently filtered or presented at appropriate times to enhance health and health care. The textbook, Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare and Biomedicine, defines clinical decision support system as a computer-based system that assists physicians in making decisions about patients. The Healthcare Information and Management Systems Society, HIMSS, broadens this definition a bit by describing it as a computer system designed to help health professionals make clinical decisions. Bottom line, when one hears CDSS, think of computer-assisted clinical decision-making. Slide 4. Computer-assisted clinical decision-making has been considered viable since the late 1950s when initial publications appeared. Then, in the late 1960s, the Leeds Abdominal Pain System was created at the University of Leeds. Described in Chapter 20 of Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare and Biomedicine, the Leeds Abdominal Pain System was built based on computer-based decision aids using Bayesian probability theory. According to Wikipedia, the Bayesian network is a knowledge-based graphical representation that shows a set of variables and their probabilistic relationships between diseases and symptoms. They are based on conditional probabilities, the probability of an event given the occurrence of another event, such as the interpretation of diagnostic tests. Bayes' rule helps us compute the probability of an event with the help of some more readily available information, and it consistently processes options as new evidence is presented. In the context of CDSS, the Bayesian network can be used to compute the probabilities of the presence of the possible diseases given their symptoms. Slide 5. Other systems considered to be key in the evolution of clinical decision support systems are MYCIN and HELP, both of which use rule-based approaches. Wikipedia states, "A rule-based expert system attempts to capture knowledge of domain experts into expressions that can be evaluated known as rules." An example rule might read, "If the patient has high blood pressure, he or she is at risk for a stroke." Once enough of these rules have been compiled into a rule base, the current working knowledge will be evaluated against the rule base by chaining rules together until a conclusion is reached. As cited in Chapter 20 of Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare and Biomedicine, HELP has the ability to generate alerts when abnormalities in the patient record are noted, and its impact on the development of the field has been immense, with applications and methodologies that span nearly the full range of activities in biomedical informatics. Mycin was also described in Chapter 20 as an early exploration of methods for capturing and applying ill-structured expert knowledge to solve important medical problems. In addition, as cited in this same chapter, the development of knowledge-based systems and the commercialization of the rule-based approach in a variety of non-medical fields during the early 1980s evolved from Mycin and from related systems developed during the early 1970s. The current clinical decision support systems grew out of these early developments. Slide 6. Two Healthcare Information Technology Standards Panel groups, HITSP, convened a meeting with experts in the area of clinical decision support systems, and one outcome was the image shown on this slide. As explained by Mr. Boone in his blog, clinical decision support was viewed as a black box through which we have three different kinds of inputs and several different types of outputs. The three different inputs include algorithms, or knowledge about how to make inferences or assertions based on existing instance or world knowledge, as shown in a graphic of interconnected decision blocks below the black box representing clinical decision support with an arrow pointing up to it. Instance data, describing the specific case that is being addressed by the clinical decision support application, represented by a table at the top left corner with an arrow pointing down to the black box representing clinical decision support. Ontological or world knowledge, representing facts about the world, such as what drugs interact badly, or how body parts are related, or the relationships between genes and diseases, represented by the image of the world at the top right corner with an arrow pointing down to the black box representing clinical decision support. The output of information, actions, and alerts is characterized by symbols shown coming from the black box representing clinical decision support. This model is representative of the components of clinical decision support. Mr. Boone's blog can be accessed at http://motorcycleguy.blogspot.com/2008/06/clinical-decision-support.html. Slide 7. As the previous slide showed, a model of a clinical decision support involves certain inputs in order to arrive at an output. The report, Clinical Decision Support Systems, State of the Art, explains the system requirements in the following way. Common features of CDS systems that are designed to provide patient-specific guidance include the knowledge base, for example, compiled clinical information on diagnoses, drug interactions, and guidelines, a program for combining that knowledge with patient-specific information, and a communication mechanism, in other words, a way of entering patient data or importing it from the EMR into the CDS application and providing relevant information, for example, lists of possible diagnoses, drug interaction alerts, or preventive care reminders, back to the clinician. Slide 8. According to Wikipedia, the knowledge base contains the rules and associations of compiled data which most often take the form of if-then rules. If this was a system for determining drug interactions, then a rule might be that if drug X is taken and drug Y is taken, then alert user. For example, a reminder for a patient overdue for hemoglobin A1C might be, if the patient has diabetes on their problem list and is less than 100 years old, is not terminally ill, does not have a flag indicating that the HbA1c is not clinically indicated, has not had an HbA1c in the last 12 months, then suggest an HbA1c. The compiled clinical information may include diagnoses, drug interactions, and clinical practice guidelines. Slide 9. Wikipedia states an inference engine is a computer program that tries to derive answers from a knowledge base. It is the brain that expert systems use to reason about the information in the knowledge base for the ultimate purpose of formulating new conclusions. Inference engines are considered to be a special case of reasoning engines, which can use more general methods of reasoning. In a clinical decision support system, the inference engine combines the rules from the knowledge base with the patient's data. Slide 10. The final system requirement is the communication mechanism. This component consists of a method for entering patient data into the CDS application and providing relevant information back to the clinician. One method for input would be importing it from the electronic medical record. Some examples of information that might be output are lists of possible diagnoses, drug interaction alerts, or preventive care reminders. Slide 11. Given the components of a CDSS, what are some expectations of its use? This table from the report Clinical Decision Support Systems, State of the Art, provides examples of CDS interventions by target area of care. The first target area of care is preventive care with intervention examples of immunization, screening, and disease management guidelines for secondary prevention. The next one is diagnosis, where clinical decision support could provide suggestions for possible diagnoses that match a patient's signs and symptoms. Third on the list is planning or implementing treatment. CDS intervention could entail the display treatment guidelines for specific diagnoses, drug dosage recommendations, or alerts for drug-to-drug interactions. Follow-up management, as the target area of care for CDS intervention, might involve information about corollary orders or reminders for drug adverse event monitoring. If the target area of care is hospital or provider efficiency, then care plans to minimize length of stay or the presentation of order sets are examples of CDS intervention. The final target area is cost reductions and improved patient convenience. Examples of CDS interventions include duplicate testing alerts and drug formulary guidelines. Thus, CDS interventions can assist healthcare providers at different stages in the care process, that is, from preventive care through diagnosis and treatment all the way to monitoring and follow-up. Slide 12. Clinical decision support utilizes a variety of tools and interventions, including computerized alerts and reminders, reference information such as clinical practice guidelines, facilitators for order set creation, data presentation such as patient data reports and dashboards, documentation form or templates, and protocol or pathway support. While typically several elements from these types are combined in the CDS intervention, each of these intervention types will be examined independently in the next several slides. An example of a combination of elements provided on the AHRQ page was an order set might highlight, through a non-interruptive alert, an essential intervention that should routinely be ordered and provide an info button link to more detailed reference information that supports the clinical recommendation. Slide 13. The benefits to relevant data presentation are optimize decision-making by ensuring all pertinent data are considered, organize complex data collections to promote understanding of overall clinical picture, and to highlight needed actions. The subtypes of the intervention and examples are relevant data for ordering, administration, or documentation. For example, longitudinal display of key patient information to highlight trends and issues requiring attention. Retrospective or aggregate reporting or filtering. For example, a list of all patients overdue for a key preventive care intervention. Environmental parameter reporting. For example, recent hospital antibiotic sensitivities. Choice lists, for example, on formulary display for a drug class, sequenced with preferred items listed first. And practice status display, for example, operating room, OR, scheduling, and status display. Slide 14. The benefit to order prescription creation facilitators include promote adherence to standards of care by making the right thing the easiest to do. The subtypes of the intervention and examples are single order completers, including consequent orders, for example, prompts for appropriate orders and documentation, for example, for additional medications when only one drug from a medication cocktail is selected, or for reasons when ordering certain highly toxic drugs. Order sets, for example, Order sets containing orders that are fully specified, order sentences, contain parameter choices, have fill-in-the-blank fields for user-specified components of a recommended order, or a combination of the three, and tools for complex ordering, for example, guided dose algorithms based on weight, body surface area, BSA, kidney function, etc. Slide 15. Address recognized information needs of patients and clinicians is a benefit of the CDS intervention type, reference information, and guidance. The subtypes of this intervention type are context insensitive, for example, general link from EMR or clinical portal to a reference program at table of contents or general search level, and context sensitive, for example, diagnostic decision support driven by patient-specific data. An example would be a link to supporting reference materials on a problem noted by the physician in the clinical documentation application. Slide 16. The benefits to alerts and reminders include provide immediate notification of errors and hazards related to new data or orders entered by Clinical Information System, CIS user, or the CIS itself, such as when an abnormal lab result is posted, or passage of a time interval during which a critical event should occur, help enforce standards of care. Effectiveness requires careful attention to workflow, high value of information to end user, and other factors. There are two subtypes. They are alerts to prevent potential omission or commission errors or hazards, for example, potential omission error detection, such as checking for a result from a follow-up test that is indicated after a medication is given, and alerts to foster best care, for example, disease management, alert for needed therapeutic intervention based on guidelines or evidence and patient-specific factors. Slide 17. The image is a screenshot of a drug-to-drug interaction alert for warfarin sodium. The warning indicates the patient is currently on another drug and to avoid concurrent use. The user has different options to consider, including canceling or continuing with the order, discontinuing the other drug, and overriding the alert. Various reasons for overriding the alert are provided, including an Other box. Slide 18. The intervention documentation forms or templates have several benefits. They include provide complete documentation for care, quality, continuity, reimbursement, legal requirements, reduce omission errors by displaying items for selection, reduce commission errors by ensuring critical data such as allergies are captured, provide coded data for other data-driven CDS, provide prompts to acquire specific information in the format desired, for example, displaying KG for weight to ensure capture in the metric system as needed for subsequent dose calculation. This intervention also has several subtypes, including patient self-assessment forms, for example, pre-visit questionnaire that outlines health problems and current medications, clinician-patient assessment forms, for example, inpatient admission assessment, clinician encounter documentation forms, for example, problem-specific assessment template, departmental multidisciplinary clinical documentation forms, for example, emergency department ED documentation, and data flow sheets, usually a mixture of data entry form and relevant data presentation. See next entry, for example, immunization flow sheet. Slide 19. The final intervention is protocol or pathway support. The benefit of this intervention is that it provides support for multi-step care plans, pathways, and protocols that extend over time. Subtypes are a stepwise processing of a multi-step protocol or guideline, tools for monitoring and supporting inpatient clinical pathways, for example, pneumonia admissions, and multi-day, multi-cycle chemotherapy protocols in the inpatient or outpatient setting and support for managing clinical problems over long periods and many encounters, for example, computer-assisted management algorithm for treating hyperlipidemia over many outpatient visits. Slide 20. As mentioned previously, requirements for CDS include the knowledge base, inference engine, and the communication mechanism. Each component provides a piece that is essential for clinical decision support interventions to occur. Since clinical decisions are made based on the intervention, then the accuracy and reliability of the knowledge base is vitally important. Clinical best practices and evidence-based medicine are important to the trustworthiness of the knowledge base or its rules and associations of compiled data. As cited in AMIA's report, A Roadmap for National Action on Clinical Decision Support, making scientific evidence and clinical best practices more useful and accessible to clinicians and patients is one of the key strategies for crossing the quality chasm and transforming the health system. CDS provides the mechanism by which this can be accomplished, and in doing so, adds substantially to the value of health information technology such as EHRs and CPOE that is widely promoted as key to addressing healthcare ills. Interoperable EHRs can enhance patient care through more accessible, accurate, complete data about patients. Computerized provider order entry can facilitate workflow and minimize transcription errors. The storage, connectivity, and automation functions of EHRs and CPOE are necessary, but not sufficient to reach the desired gains in healthcare quality. It is only through CDS that EHRs and CPOE can achieve their full potential for improving the safety, quality, and cost-effectiveness of care. Slide 21. Clinical practice guidelines are a foundational part of the knowledge base. The Quality Assurance Project, QAP, funded by the U.S. Agency for International Development, includes a glossary of useful terms. Within the glossary is the following definition for clinical practice guidelines. A set of systematically developed statements, usually based on scientific evidence, to assist practitioners and patient decision-making about appropriate health care for specific clinical circumstances. Synonyms for clinical practice guidelines include practice guidelines, guidelines, practice parameters. A similar definition is that from the National Library of Medicine, NLM. NLM defines clinical or practice guidelines as works consisting of a set of directions or principles to assist the healthcare practitioner with patient care decisions about appropriate diagnostic, therapeutic, or other clinical procedures for specific clinical circumstances. Clinical practice guidelines are central to determining the care plan for a patient and are considered to be the preferred process for care. Slide 22. Sources of clinical practice guidelines include government agencies, institutions, organizations such as professional societies, or by the convening of expert panels. As stated on the Becker Medical Library website, they can provide a foundation for assessing and evaluating the quality and effectiveness of healthcare in terms of measuring improved health, reduction of variation in services or procedures performed, and reduction of variation in outcomes of healthcare delivered. Clinical or practice guidelines usually cite references from a research study whose findings were used to support the recommendations as noted in the guideline. Slide 23. The image shown is a screenshot taken from the National Guideline Clearinghouse website. The National Guideline Clearinghouse, NGC, an initiative of the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, was originally created by AHRQ in partnership with the American Medical Association and the American Association of Health Plans, now America's Health Insurance Plans, AHIP. The NGH is a public resource for evidence-based clinical practice guidelines. This screenshot shows a portion of the clinical practice guideline for using non-traditional risk factors in coronary heart disease risk assessment and its source, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. It is an example of a source for clinical practice guidelines from a government agency. Slide 24. Clinical practice guidelines which are based on evidence present the strongest case for accuracy and reliability. The Quality Assurance Project, QAP, mentioned previously, also includes the following definition of evidence-based medicine: the practice of medicine or the use of healthcare interventions guided by or based on supportive scientific evidence, Also, the avoidance of those interventions shown by scientific evidence to be less efficacious or harmful. The Wikispaces website further explains what it means to have a practice guideline be evidence-based. As quoted from the website, including citations to other resources, practice guidelines, also called clinical guidelines, are central to patients' plan of care. 1. A plan of care is a treatment plan by a healthcare provider which establishes the goals and details of procedures, medications, therapies, interventions, etc., designed to meet the particular needs of a patient for a particular episode of care. The quality through knowledge model specifies incorporating practice guideline or clinical pathways in the plan of care, along with methods and measures for evaluating their efficacy. They are, in effect, knowledge models describing a preferred process of care. These guidelines provide recommendations for prevention, treatment, and maintenance of all non-trivial illnesses, conditions, disorders, and other healthcare problems causing distress, discomfort, debilitation, and quality of life decline. They are part of disease management and quality improvement programs. When they are evidence-based, it means the guidelines are validated through rigorous scientific studies, which recommend the most appropriate clinical choices, treatments, and care of people with specific diseases and conditions. These recommendations are based on the best available evidence and usually reflect a consensus that has been reached or approximated by experts on the care of a particular patient population. The guidelines are related to clinical protocols and pathways, in that the protocols are detailed procedures for how to implement guidelines, and the pathways are broader frameworks for organizing the care of patient populations. Protocols focus on what is to be done, and pathways focus on who should do it and when it should be done. 2. March, A. 2006, Facilitating Implementation of Evidence-Based Guidelines in Hospital Settings, Learning from Trauma Centers, the Commonwealth Fund. Available at http://www.cmwf.org/publications/publications_show.htm?doc_id=378879. Use of such guidelines, along with their associated protocols and pathways, is consistent with evidence-based medicine, EBM, activities, which encourage clinicians to base decisions on sound scientific knowledge, not just individual experience or opinion. 3. The Medical Knowledge Crisis and Its Solution Through Knowledge Management, 2000, Open Clinical. Available at http://www.openclinical.org/whitepaper.html. EBM involves using current best evidence in making decisions about the care of individual patients and requires the active integration of clinical knowledge, external clinical evidence from the literature, and individual patient needs and wishes. 4. Evidence-Based Knowledge Portal at the Vanderbilt University Medical Center's Eskind Biomedical Library, available at https://www.mc.vanderbilt.edu/biolib/ebm-portal/ebm_principles/intro_ebm_principles/ebm-definition.htm?call=ign_ebm. The practice of evidence-based medicine is supported through the provision of clinical decision support systems. As the report, Clinical Decision Support Systems, State of the Art, emphasized, the quality of the information and the evidence underlying it are the major determinants of the impact of clinical decision support on patient safety and quality improvement. Slide 25. As cited in AMIA's CDS Roadmap, Clinical Decision Support, CDS, provides clinicians, staff, patients, or other individuals with knowledge and person-specific information intelligently filtered or presented at appropriate times to enhance health and health care. It encompasses a variety of tools and interventions, such as computerized alerts and reminders, clinical guidelines, order sets, patient data reports and dashboards, documentation templates, diagnostic support, and clinical workflow tools. https://www.amia.org/files/cds-roadmap_exec_summary.pdf. The fundamental requirements of a clinical decision support system are the knowledge base, inference engine, and the communication mechanism. Each component provides a piece that is important for clinical decision support interventions to occur. For example, clinical decision support could provide suggestions for possible diagnoses, knowledge base, that match a patient's signs and symptoms, inference engine, and communicate this to the provider through a ranked list of diagnoses that might explain the patient's signs and symptoms, communication mechanism. The accuracy and reliability of the knowledge base is vitally important since clinical decisions are being made based on the intervention. Clinical best practices and evidence-based medicine are essential to the trustworthiness of the knowledge base. Through the provision of clinical decision support systems, the practice of evidence-based medicine is supported. Now let's move on to Lecture 5-2 to learn the challenges and barriers in building and using clinical decision support systems, how legal and regulatory technologies may affect their use, and consider the future directions for clinical decision support systems.